when you're moving from a position of people-pleasing and perfectionism to a position where you wish to be of service, but you want to balance that service, you are now looking at a new landscape. The old patterning said, if someone needs it, you give it. And you give it without thought, and you give it without feeling, and you give it without using any of your senses about it. Now, because most of you have been abused by that kind of thing, you have withdrawn from that to some degree. But there is a certain confusion about how do you love and serve in a balanced manner. The thing that we want to think about here is that we indeed are intuitive and we are able to discern. The measuring point for whether or not you help is not need and it is not demand. Let us say that for you again. The thing that tells you that you should serve is not need and not demand. It does not mean that those two elements may not be involved in your decision to serve, but it does mean that you must be able to look past those. We will begin with demand. There are those who walk through life in a position of demanding. They have demanded from early childhood, and apparently there was no wise man or woman to stop that because it is the only thing they know how to do. Now, demanding is confusing because it is loud. And because if we were demanding, there would be a genuine emergency. We do not demand lightly, and so when we encounter someone whose demand is loud, sometimes we assume that they demand as we would, and it is very often not true at all. So when there is a demand, we must actually breathe, get back into our center, and look and see if the person who is doing the demanding is trying to give us their responsibility. Because if that is the case, we are not doing a favor for them, nor are we using our own energy wisely. We are simply becoming another version of a bad parent who has never stopped this kind of behavior. So that is what we want to remember with that. Now, are there demands that we can see that we want to respond to? Absolutely. Hunger, children, protection. There are all manner of situations where we see that the demand is legitimate. And that we can back up and look at it and go, yes, that one is legitimate. It is based on real emergency, real need, and we can respond to that one. But you see, we are, what do you call it? We are rewiring our response patterns because they have been so misused. And there is the demand. And now we are going to take a look at need. You live in a world where there is endless need, and there is need in so many segments of your society, and genuine need that it is almost dizzying. And when you look at this, this is the time to remember that you are not here to fill every need. There are many, many others. And if we all find the need to which we are drawn and we look at it in a reasonable way and respond in a reasonable way, if we all do that, then the right thing is happening. And it is very sad when the right thing is not happening. But we realize that to meet the need, all the need we know about, we would have no life. we would not be full, we would not be able to take care of those we love. We simply cannot meet all that need. Now, what we have to know is we were not intended to meet all that need. And so this perhaps is a bit more challenging, because you can look at it and see, and the truth of it is there is choice here. The thing that calls you the most, that has need in it, even then we need discernment. We need to say, here is a thing that my heart is drawn to. And I cannot meet all of its need, but given who I am and what I am taking care of, I can donate or support or whatever the word might be there. I can do my part. And now here is the healing part. Then we must say, what I have done is enough. I am enough. And close the circle in enoughness. We understand this is not going to be an easy thing, but all of you have been misused. We can see that. We know that has happened. And at some point, you must have stopped and said, this cannot be spiritual. The Spirit would not ask me to be hurt in this way. And you were right. The Spirit would not be. And so that means we must redo the program so that it is allowing us to be full and generous, but not without discernment. And we must allow ourselves not to move so quickly that we have not stopped to see what is in front of us, and to let our intuitive abilities speak to us about where we should move. So we are going to take a little time and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you and breathe peace into your body, into your mind. Into your heart. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain falling around the outside of your body and your field. Let that warm rain wash away any harshness or discomfort that you may have experienced in the week. Let go of your burden. Let it fall away from you. So that you breathe peace into the center of your body. Let the earth send a clearing light up from its heart and feel that light come into your root. And let that light allow you to see what you really want to create in the moment that you are living, without shame, without fear, with faith in your knowledge. Let that light move into your second center. Let that light illuminate any shame or judgment or old demands from old programs which do not honor who you are and how you create. Feel those displaced from the second center. Feel the light moving up from the earth and let it illuminate your heart. And look at the places in your heart that are asking you to respond to love, to joy, to freedom, to movement without shame or fear, to wisdom, to kindness. Let that light show your heart. Then all of those things are there and waiting to be used by you. Feel the light come up through the body and into the throat. And let the light illuminate your communication so that you now can see the words which are of the light and the words which are of the shadow. And seeing them, you can separate from the shadow words and speak only the words of the light. Feel the light moving up through your body and into the third eye. Feel the third eye open and let the light cleanse the third eye so that it is able to intuit for you from wisdom and power what is good, what is true. Feel the light move up through your body and into the crown. Let the crown open. Feel the golden light, which is love and warming and passion, understanding, abundance, all the gifts of the universe flowing into your head and your thoughts, warming your third eye and your throat, flowing into your heart, your solar plexus, your second center. Let that warm golden light fill your trunk, relieving your back of stress, taking the burden from your shoulders, which you do not need to carry. Feel the flow of light down through your legs and into your feet, down through your arms and into your hands, so that your hands are full of the light that you need to show you what you need to do, to carry, to hold, and let the light in your hands be that wisdom for you, so that before you assume a burden, you let the light shine on it. Move into your heart and see that the garden in your heart has received rain for its nurturing and sunlight, so that the seeds you have planted in your heart can grow. And see that a gift has been left there for you by the universe, resting the mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,